Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we are going to be talking about two new letters. What are they? A and gha. A and gha. A, tell the children that it comes from the middle of your throat. As you might have seen, the throat house that we have been doing, drawing it on like in a house there, and pointing to your neck and throat and telling the children that this comes from the middle of your throat. Ah, ah, ah. It's not ah like we've done before. It's not the ah like this long straight line that you see over here. It's not that ah. It's ah. A lot of emphasis on the ah sound. It's like saying, it's like a very, it is a throaty sound. Ah. So it's coming from, it takes a little bit of force as you say the ah sound, and it takes practice to say this. And as you can see, it's an open sound. Ah, it's not ah, ah, it's ah. This, why is it not ah? Because this is not one of the strong letters, but this one is. This is gha. This is gha. The way I show the children try and teach the children where the sound is coming from, what I do is I take a glass of water and I keep it in my class, and then I take a sip and I tell the children, just like sometimes your parents get a sore throat, or if they're kind of rinsing up their mouth with mouthwash, they do some gargling. So when they gargle, what do? They go. So when you take the water and you kind of tip it back, and when it hits the throat, that kind of sound is where the roar is coming from, and that's coming right from the top of your throat. Roar, roar, roar. This is a, and this is roar. This is a, and this is roar. So these are the two new sounds that we are learning with the children. We're showing the children. This is a and this is gha. Both of them belong in the throat house. So again, you're teaching the place where they're coming from. That's the makharij. And when you're teaching the gargling sound, you're teaching them the characteristic of the letter. Here, we are not going to really be teaching any characteristic of the letter a, because that'll come when we stop at the sound a. Here we're not stopping, it's just showing the child how we say it. Stopping is like a jerking sound, like we're pausing at it. I will share that with you later, but here it's enough to tell the child that this is coming from the middle of your throat, this is coming from the top of your throat, this is got a kind of a gargling sound, raw, raw, because usually the child says ga, like you say gate. That's not the ga, it's not at all that. It's more like a kind of a, like a rumbling sound that comes, raw, raw, ah, ah, raw. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.